You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you have tuned in on Sunday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on her program. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number, focus on your question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to get to as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. Just $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Find out more by going to mona.vegas. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View, with your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning. Happy Sunday. Thank you all for tuning in. So I just want to start the program with a little something that happened over the week. I just want you all to know that we are all connected energy-wise. We are just all connected. And I had someone call me recently to tell me that that he was reminded of a former employee who he really liked working with. And the reason he was reminded of her was he saw something on another employee's desk that this employee had given to that employee. And so he was talking about how wonderful it was to work with her and how amazing it was. And he gets back to his desk, and there's an email from the gal that he mentioned. So just saying, it's interesting. And then you all know that we ended up being able to call our lost cat home by a special prayer that you do. And if you guys want to know about that special prayer, go on my Facebook page, Mona Van Joseph, and I will send it to you. But it's a prayer where you you fill your heart with love and you call your lost animal home. But that leads me to a couple of other interesting things. So I got proof of holding my horses when I got upset about something. And I actually never mentioned it. I stuffed it. I choked it. I did not mention it, even though it was something that had upset me. Come full circle, I am so happy that I kept my frickin' mouth shut, because if I had said anything, what ended up transpiring after that wouldn't have happened. So there's that. So I just want to tell you, sometimes it is wise to know when not to speak. So there you go. All right. So I'm going to go to the callers. I have somebody here from the 404 area code. Hello, 404. Who's this?
Hey, Mona. This is Kwajalein. How are you?
Hi, Kwajalein. What's your question?
I've been with this company for, I think, maybe about 4 or 5 years now, and I think I know that I'm starting to grow. And I just want to know,
right,
do you see, do the cards or you show anything in career-wise that's going to be opening up for me soon or something new?
Okay, so here's the thing. I actually see that you're supposed to find your way to the spotlight, right? You have a card that talks about you've learned everything you need to learn at this job. And then if they don't promote you where you are, it's time for you to go to the next thing, all right? So one of the things that I would love to see you get comfortable with is public speaking. Do you have any experience with that now?
No, not really, but I'm not afraid to do it.
Well, here's the thing. So let's go back 15 years, maybe 17 years. So I'm going to do that Wayne's World thing. So go back 17 years. And I end up deciding to go into Toastmasters. And Toastmasters is a worldwide, nonprofit, public speaking training club. It's in every city. It's worldwide, right? So I decided to do that. And I ended up I went from being incredibly frightened to sweating in every private part you could possibly think of, to actually enjoying public speaking. So now, if I'm called upon to stand up in front of people, I'm not nervous. I'm actually kind of funny. So, but I had no idea that back then it was preparing me to do a radio program. I had no idea. But it did. So one of the things that I'd like to see you do is get comfortable with standing in front of groups of people and speaking. Now, here's the thing. Here's the reason I want you to do that, is because when people meet you, they like you. Right?
Okay.
So having said that, if you join an organization where you're improving your own professional skills, you may be invited to the next job from somebody that's already a Toastmaster.
Okay.
So, yes, you are supposed to change jobs. The power month for you to change jobs is October, but I think you may find the job in September.
Okay.
So the way you do it is that you pick some skill like Toastmasters. It can be other stuff too. Like if you're not that great on Excel, learn how to do Excel really well. Whatever it is, find some skill that you can improve on professionally and start that first. Then you start looking for another opportunity that is the next level up from what you're doing now.
Okay.
And then in the meantime, you go to your supervisor and say, you know, I really think that I have my bearings and I think I've done a good job for you all. I'd like to know what I need to learn to have to get the next step.
Okay.
So you do all three of those things. But I'm seeing a job change, whether it's within your company now. I think it's not, though. I think it's a company outside of where you're working now. And I want to tell you.
I work for a really small company. And they just did promoting, so I don't think there's any more promoting going on.
Now, I think you're moving companies, and I think you're moving companies. You've made the decision here in July to do it. You're going to give
mm-hmm.
yourself a timeline that you're going to find the job by September and that you're going to move jobs and change jobs into something that not only pays you more but allows you to really grow.
Okay.
So, I do see that change happening. And I want to tell you the very first card that came up in your 5-card spread was a card
mm-hmm.
that talks about you stepping into your spotlight in some way. So I want you to get really good at something so people think you're very good at something besides
okay.
what you're doing for your tasks at work. And, you know, sometimes I tell people to find something fun to do because sometimes I challenge people with the question, what do you do for fun? A lot of people can't answer that question. So,
I like to party
anyway,
plan. I like to plan stuff.
Okay, so maybe your next job might be to work for a logistics company or trade show company or destination services company where
mm-hmm.
you actually plan that for companies coming to your city. But but I'm definitely getting that it's time for you to switch into something that's a little bit more toward what you want to do. But I see you stepping in the spotlight. So it might be that you go work for a destination services company and then turn around
uh-huh.
after 2 or 3 years and start your own.
Okay. But you do see
after
something
you learn
within
everything
the next
about
couple
it.
Months.
Yeah, because you're gonna start looking for it. You're going to say to yourself, this is what I really want to do. So what next job leads me to the thing I really want to do? Or is the thing
okay.
I really want to do? All right, gal pal.
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
Thank
See
you.
Ya.
Uh-huh. Have a great
okay,
day.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay, you too. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 770 area code. Hello, 770. Who's this?
This is Randy.
Hi, Randy. What's your question?
I've kind of got a situation at my job, and what I would like to know is if I need to ask for a extension on a, it's called a performance improvement plan that I'm on.
Mm-hmm.
And then what jobs do you see? I need to try to move on, but I'm kind of mixed up in a lot of different, problems at work. And then what the next question, I guess, would be, what do you see going forward?
Okay. So the big question I want you to ask yourself, and then I'm going to give you advice on how to handle where you are right now. But the big question to ask yourself is what kind of job situation actually makes you feel secure and confident? You don't have to answer it. I just want you to think about that question, because the reason why there's disruption around you right now, the reason why it doesn't feel like it's a good fit where you are now, is that question, you're not living that question. What job makes you feel comfortable and confident? Because I don't think this job makes you feel that way. So you've been up until this job in situations where you feel like you really mastered what you do to contribute to the organization. And for some weird reason, I feel like, you know, round peg and square hole kind of thing. I mean, I'm just getting the wrong fit. So the advantage of that is Randy, now you know what you don't want. So when you look at it like this, that all these people around you in the situation right now is to act as your angel of change. This is not the place that I see you staying at. So
no.
What you say to yourself is you absorb the idea that, okay, this, I know what I don't want right now. I know this isn't a good fit, all right? But what you do is you go to your supervisor and you say, I would really appreciate it if I could have just a little bit more time for this evaluation.
Okay, well,
because
yeah, that's actually been recommended to me, but it may get into some legal stuff as well. So,
will they buy
okay,
it?
See,
you know, will they
the
buy
thing.
It?
Okay, Randy, here's the thing. You're a really good guy put in a very bad situation.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say it. So,
okay.
So the thing is when you go and you say to your supervisor, look, I need a little bit more time to turn this around or whatever it is, but you give yourself a timeline of 5 weeks to change jobs, because that's what I'm getting, is that you are either going to leave on your own in 5 weeks or they're going to invite you to leave in 5 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's the vibe I'm getting. Now, here's the other thing. It's very, very difficult, Randy, for you to ask for help. And I'm not saying that you need to go off to, you know, a psychologist or anything like that. What I'm actually asking is you reach out to people that you might have worked with before and ask them if they have any openings at their company.
Okay.
And that you use your network, you update your LinkedIn profile, you do everything you can to start looking for the job that actually makes you feel confident and comfortable. Those are the two words I want you to pursue when you're reading job descriptions. Will this make me feel confident? Will this make me feel comfortable? Because you're a man of ritual, Randy. You like things a certain way. You like things in a certain order, and you like everybody to play by the same rules. And the thing that upsets you the most is when people get away with not playing by the same rules as everybody else, and you see other people suffer as a result of it.
Yeah. This is not a good place. I've pretty well determined that. So I'm not the only one in this boat either. It's affecting
Here's what I'm getting is I actually get that you change jobs, and a few of your coworkers that you have bonded with, that you actually really like where you are now, end up going with you.
Yeah. So
when you look at the job right now as though, okay, not supposed to stay here for starters, but I was supposed to meet certain people, that's a benefit. I was supposed to know what I don't want, that's a benefit. And when you start looking at the schmoes that are not handling all this very well as your angels of change, then it all turns out to be a positive, because I really want you to absorb and go very benign statement of, now I know what I don't want. When you can go into that, when you can relax into that and then start looking for what you do want before this job ends, I actually see you get to do this lovely trapeze act within the next 5 weeks, that you get to go
within
from this
next
platform.
5 weeks.
That's what you still have to make the effort of it. You can't just
there
and wait for the APS guy to deliver it to you. But what I'm getting is that you've gotten to the truth of what's not working. So when someone asks you at a job interview, Randy, what's going on at your job right now? Why do you want to leave? You don't get negative. You say, and this is not a lie. The way you frame this is not a lie. But what you say is, so I started working for this job specifically for a project, and that project's about to come to an end.
Okay.
And so now I'm ready for my next adventure. Now, when you say
okay.
it like that, first of all, they're not going to call your employer because you're already working there, right? So you can almost say anything you want as long as it's not a blatant lie, all right?
Right.
When you say it like, I was hired for a project, that project's coming to an end in the next few weeks, so now I'm looking for my next adventure.
Okay. I got you.
And
yeah, I can frame that up.
Perfect. Because what it's saying here is that you actually are supposed to leave this job within 5 weeks. And it's funny because I don't usually get such a strong timeline with people, but with you I got this 5 week thing because starting today you're going to start looking for jobs you like, even if they pay a little less than what you're paying right now. Doesn't matter, you just got to leave this job.
Right. Now, do you think they're going to buy
Randy,
into this
Randy,
extension? Yes,
Randy, darling, gotta let you go, but I don't think
oh,
it's
okay.
going to be a problem. I
okay.
only do one question, but and I spent a lot of time with you because I really liked your voice. So here's the thing. What you do is you ask the supervisor for the extension, but in the meantime, you hustle your butt out there to get another job that you can start within 5 weeks.
Okay. Okay. I got
All
it.
My friend.
I got
Thanks
it.
For the call.
I really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the 650 area code. Hello, 650. Who's this?
Oh, hi, Mona. Thank you so much for taking my call. I finally got through. After
Yay, what's your first name?
It's Miranda. I'm calling from California.
Oh, hi, Miranda. What's your question?
Oh, I am trying to manifest moving to a new home, and I've been looking online, and nothing's, shows up that says, oh, come and see me. So I was just wondering what you see regarding that, like, you know, when will I find my home, and any other details. Would be appreciated.
Well, I'm getting that there's something temporary for about 2 months. And it might be something temporary because there might be somebody who wants you to watch their house for a couple months, or it looks like you do a favor for someone that needs somebody to stay at their house for a couple months, which is the weirdest thing I could say to you. But
it is weird.
what I'm getting is that you have put yourself against almost an unreasonable timeline. And
mm-hmm.
I guess the message I'm trying to get to you is that you find a place that's just temporary for a couple months. It might be one of those week-to-week places where you just, you know, you decide that you're going to stay in some place that's just in the maybe in the area that you ultimately want to live in, so you can relax on the idea of finding something. But what it's saying is you put yourself up against this, I want to say, unreasonable timeline to find your dream living space.
That doesn't make sense because I'm not in any rush, and I'm in the area already that I want to be
okay.
in, and there's nothing prompting
well, then
me to move out.
The timeline I'm getting is 2 months. I keep getting the words 2 months keep jumping into my head. 2 months.
Okay.
In 2 months. That's the timeline. So,
mm-hmm.
and what now, here's what's interesting. Is that there's probably a reason you're supposed to stay put or not actually do anything for 2 months, because I'm seeing something that you didn't ask me about come up in your cards, and
okay.
there's a man here that's going to become important to you,
mm-hmm.
and this may or may not be a love relationship, but what it is this man inspires you to your new beginning, and that it is a it's sort of a shake-up on how you used to look at your life. And
mm-hmm.
when I see a card like this, that it's more important for you to relax into or jump after your purpose than it is for you to change residence. Because I keep getting, hold your horses for 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
2 months. And that in 2 months, it could be that this guy ends up selling his house or his place, and that's the guy you end up buying it. Your place from.
I see. Mm-hmm.
But what I'm seeing is that this man represents a new beginning for you in some way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So 2 months is what I'm getting in the answer to your question, Miranda.
Okay, so it's toward the end of July, so that would put us August, September, towards the end of September.
Right. So, mm-hmm. and the interesting thing is there's something, okay, for example, let's say, mm-hmm. this house has never been on the market until, say, the first or second week of September, and you walk mm-hmm. in this house and you go, oh, my God, this is what I've been waiting for. That's mm-hmm. the feeling you get. So
right.
I want you to wait for that feeling. Because what I'm getting is the house you end up falling in love with doesn't have a lot of clutter, very open space, lots of mm-hmm. natural light that comes into the house, and a backyard
mm-hmm.
that's filled with green.
Mm-hmm.
That's the house. I mean, I could see it in my head. Slightly
really?
Older home. That's
okay.
that's the house I'm getting. So, all right, my friend. You know, what I'm getting is it's got a lot of natural wood. It's got a lot of light. I see a lot of green that when you step out in the backyard, it's almost
mm-hmm.
instant entertaining that you can just sit out there in the backyard and have, you know, a cocktail or a lemonade or whatever it is. There's something. It's a very turnkey home for you. It's the perfect home. And it says
oh,
2 months
that.
From
I
now.
All
right,
yeah.
gal pal. Thanks for the
oh
call.
Oh, my God. Thank you so
All right.
much. All right.
See you later.
Bye.
Okay, bye. All right, you guys, I'll be right back.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
All right, I'm back. I'm going to go to area code 916. Hello, 916. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. My name is Wendy from Sacramento.
Oh, hi, Wendy. Nice to hear from you. What's your question?
Thank you so much. I started my new job on the 5th of July. And,
yay.
Very intense. The trainer's overwhelmed. It's a big class. And 3 people in the class did not have access to computer systems that everybody was learning. And I was one of them.
Right.
I asked if I could be put in a new training class, and they said no, and I'm still trying to catch up due to their 3 days, and they have amnesia about me that they promised to catch me up. Meanwhile, my hearing aids gave out, so I was forced to speak up and tell them that I was missing valuable training information due to the situation, and I asked if I could have an American Disabilities Act accommodation. And I'm brand new, so I cannot do FMLA. And they called Cigna, and they gave me a case number. And ultimately, the employer will be the decision maker on this. I doubt that they'll say no because they don't want to say no to an ADA, but I'm not assuming. Anyway, I'm not going back to work on Monday. Everybody's on the same page. And I'm hoping that the end result is I'll be doing paperwork and getting my hearing aids redone. Will they reschedule me to start fresh maybe in September? And then hopefully will I keep the job? On the other side of the coin, the regional manager from Sciex Healthcare called me regarding a release of medical records job. Never done that before, but we hit it off. So
okay, so Wendy, you're giving me all kinds of information here. What specific question do you want me to answer?
Okay. Will I start fresh at this company that I started with already, maybe around September or so? And this time, will it work? Will they keep me for at least 4 years? or will I go to the other position for
okay,
police
wait,
and medical?
Okay, wait, what one specific question can I answer for you, Wendy?
Will they start me fresh in a brand new class with a new supervisor?
Yeah.
At the job I'm at?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. Because you
yes,
just
ma'am.
Listed all the reasons why they'll do it.
Yes.
Okay. See, here's the thing, is that one of the biggest karmic lessons you've had to learn in this lifetime, Wendy, is to speak
yes.
up about what's important.
Boy,
the vibration I worry about with you is that you tend to do things the hard way.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
True.
So here's the thing, is that the gratitude that you get to start fresh with a computer system that's actually working, that it's interesting to me that I have found that when you work with a company that seems to have a lot of young people, and young people
mm-hmm.
sometimes snap up technology way easier than older people, they
yeah.
tend to gear the class toward the people that snap it up quickly and not the
oh.
pragmatic ones that would actually end up being better employees.
Yeah, got
so,
it.
So here's the thing, is that you? I want you to actually address everything as though you are assuming that they're going to accommodate you.
Okay.
So you don't go into the idea of, oh, please, I really need blah, blah, blah. You go, I'm so grateful that you're accommodating me to be able to start fresh for the new training class in September.
Oh,
that
I'm really good at that.
Okay, you in other words, you get very – the last thing in the world they want to do is let go of somebody when it's obvious this person has been keeping a chronological journal of all of the challenges about learning and the fact they've promised you repeatedly to tutor you so that you could catch up
mm-hmm.
with everybody else and your computer system didn't work. So now,
yeah.
In a way, they're kind of looking at you like you're a little pain in the butt. But in another
yeah.
way, you've got them over a barrel, and you just now you need to go to gratitude. Do not go to criticism
okay.
right now. Go to gratitude. I am so grateful
yeah.
that you're allowing me to start fresh for the training class in September. I'm so grateful that I'll have a computer system that's working, so I don't feel like I have to play catch up. And I'm grateful
yeah.
for the accommodation to give me just a little extra time because I'm going to be one of the best employees you have when it comes to customer service.
And you know what? You're right. You always read me so well. And I've been documenting via email, and I choose my words very carefully.
Okay.
So I'm putting in print.
Okay.
Everything.
But now we go from – since they're already accommodating you, now you need to go into being the absolute best, most cooperative employee ever.
Yes.
Right? Okay, but you start with the opening sentence is, I'm so grateful that you're allowing me to start the training class in September. I'm also grateful that we're going to make sure that I'm also grateful that you'll be making sure that my computer system is working. Because
yeah.
here's the thing, if you were 27 and your
uh-huh.
computer system didn't work, and you went right
yeah.
to the, hey, my computer system's not working, they'd be going, oh, well, crap, you know, we'll fix that right now. But because,
yeah.
because, and I'm sorry, age discrimination's out there. It really is.
Oh.
And so
trust
so
me.
I'm just telling you, for you to approach it this way, that you're doing it the best way you can because you really want this job. So the
yeah.
more open and honest you are without being accusatory,
no,
the better
yeah.
this is going to be for you. But now we go into the vibration of gratefulness, right?
Oh, I'm there. And
okay, gal pal. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Will I get a new boss?
Okay.
Will I get a new boss?
Probably, because whoever your boss was now might not want to work with you because of this.
Yeah,
but that's okay.
Perfect. Yeah, that's fine.
It's okay. It's all good. It's all good.
Okay.
All right, gal pal.
And
thanks for the call.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Okay. All right. I'm going to area code 302. Hello, 302. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. What's your question?
Hi. I just want to thank you because several weeks ago I called and I was asking about how I did on the national exam because I really wasn't sure. And you said that it was fine and it turned out to be fine. So thank you.
Yay.
I did pass, but now my question is, what now that my internship is coming to an end, I need to find a job in this field that I went back to school for. So I was wondering how that looks.
Well, here's what I'm getting is that, oh, wow, this is the best card in the deck. Okay, so in traditional tarot, there's a card called the World. It is the best card you can get, and you have that card as your conclusion. See, nobody worries like you do. I'm serious. It's like you will find a reason to worry about something. Like, for example, if someone gives you a raspberry sundae, you're going to look for the – seriously, you're going to look for the mold in the raspberries. You're going to look for something to worry about. So as my mother used to say, don't borrow trouble.
Yeah.
Okay, now, having said that, I want you to look for anyone around you that you may be working with that thinks you're as awesome as I do.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so what you do is you look around to the, you know, with your internship right now, you look around to the people that think you're really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, okay, so my internship's coming to an end. Is it the end of August it's coming to an end?
It's actually Friday, next Friday.
Okay,
but I'll be
fine.
Done. I'll be done school. I'll have my degree if I pass everything. The 28th of August.
Okay, so yeah, I got August as a big turning point keynote thing here for you. So
yeah.
What you say to your colleagues, your coworkers, right now is, I have really loved interning here. This has been so much fun. And then you say, and I'm also grateful to have the next 3 weeks off afterwards so that I can study, you know, concentrate on my finals and all of the things that I need to do to graduate at the end of August. And then you say, do you guys ever hire your interns?
Mm-hmm.
Just ask. We're taking two,
yeah,
so you know.
I'm not 100% positive I want to work there, though. Like, it's been a great experience, but I think I want to try something
okay,
different.
Here's what I would still say that, because
okay,
you having a job when you're looking for the next job is way more attractive than you not having a job.
Okay.
So here's what I'm getting, is I'm actually getting that the dream job happens around the first of the year.
Okay.
5 months from now is what I'm getting. Mm. So the dream job happens the first of the year. So when you when you start talking to your coworkers and you say, or even when you go to human resources and say, you know, I really enjoyed the experience here. Do you ever hire your interns?
Mm-hmm.
And HR is going to say, well, yeah, because we've had no complaints about you and we think you're awesome. And then say, okay, well, would it be possible that I could start September 1st? Because I officially graduated at the end of August and I'd like to spend the next 3 weeks doing my finals and getting ready for everything, you know, with that. And HR is going to go, absolutely.
Awesome.
See, so here's what I'm getting, is that you find a way to just kind of find a transition job for the job that ends up happening the first of the year. It's almost as if people are budgeting for somebody like you for the first of the year.
Okay.
So here's the thing, is that, you know, getting hired in the fall is a little tricky, because sometimes it's just for, you know, whatever, the holiday season. Sometimes it's because someone left and there's the job opened up, and, you know, but a lot of companies, when it gets to past the three quarters of the year, they wait till the first of the year to hire. So
right.
If you can get this intern job to hire you till, or keep you till the end of the year, then you really start looking for the dream job around the first couple weeks of December.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Awesome.
But in the meantime,
great,
you learn everything you don't know at this job during that 5 months, 4 months.
Uh-huh. Awesome.
Okay.
Great.
Great.
Thank
you
so much.
All right. You're welcome. Thanks for the call. See you later.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. All right.
Bye.
So so my cat is sitting right on my mouse here. I should take a picture of that. My cat sitting on my mouse here from my computer. All right, I'm going to go to area code 773. Hello, 773. Who's this?
Hello, it's Joellen.
Oh, hi, Joellen. What's your question?
First of all, I just want to say that Randy fella, I said a little prayer for him. I agree with you. He's got a great voice, and it's great integrity.
Well, and the thing is that I just wanted to give him a big hug and tell him it was going to be okay. You know,
yeah.
Because what I got about Randy is that he used to be in sort of a sovereign or leadership role in one of his companies, and he really misses that. And now he's in a position where he's in kind of between a rock and a hard place right now. And I just felt really bad for him too. So there you go. So Joellen, what's your question for me today?
Hey, so I would like to know what direction I need to take. I want to write a grant to get this grant for teachers. And I think when I write this grant, it's going to take me in a new direction. And I'm thinking like documentary style type of a grant to write for, learn how to do documentaries. What do you think?
Well, what I'm getting here is that, I said to Wendy earlier on a call that she has a tendency to do things the hard way. I actually think you do the same thing. Is that you've got all these really great ideas, but you have a tendency to do them the hard way. So I'm looking at your cards here, and it says that there are blessings falling on you that you're not seeing, and that and that there's some sort of a job offer that you wouldn't necessarily need to do the grant in order to learn what you want to learn about making a documentary or writing grants or whatever it is. You might not need to actually write the grant to do what you want. Instead, what it's saying here is if you're proactive and work with people that already know how to do it, then you do it yourself. So I actually want you to switch tracks to the idea that blessings are falling on you right now, and that if you start paying attention to the universe is trying to nudge you in a direction. I'm actually going to explain it this way. If a door flies wide open for you, step through the door. If a door seems like it's locked or closed, look at it as though it's not meant for you right now. All right? So here's what I'm seeing is if you write the grant and nothing happens with it, you're not supposed to go through that door.
Okay.
However, what I'm seeing here is as soon as you start seeing your own way of untangling or getting yourself out of the situation you're at right now, then the ideas will start to come to you. So I'm going to ask you a weird question. How are you sleeping?
I sleep really well. I did wake up this morning with my sheets all over the place, and I'm like, how did I get there?
Okay. Well, no, because here's what I'm getting, is I'm getting that the inspiration is going to come to you through your dreaming state, that it's going to come to you. It's not going to come through me. It's coming to you. And that it is an offer where you go, oh, holy crap, why didn't I think of this before? So have you ever done any studies with lucid dreaming?
I will now.
Okay. So I want you to either go to the library today or go online and look for books on lucid dreaming. Read the reviews that seem to be the most positive and then get that book and read about how to do it. But the upshot of how you do lucid dreaming is that you become aware in your dreaming state and you direct the dream. And so you create a safe space that is familiar to you, and you can call anyone, past or present, to that safe space and ask them a question. So if you wanted to call Benjamin Franklin to you, you could. And you could ask the question. Now, it could even be that you call an angel to you and you ask your angel, what's my next direction? And how do I recognize that I'm on that path? Because the thing is that, you know, Joellen, you know, the advantage of you in this lifetime is that you were born with lots of talents, lots of things you do well. The challenge of someone born with all of that is that it's hard for you to focus on one. Because you're attracted to the next sparkly and interesting thing quickly. So there might be a little bit of the challenge with sticking with something. You see what I mean?
Mm.
But what I'm getting is the universe is trying to divinely guide you here. And it may not be, it may or may not be about the whole grant thing. It may be something totally different. But I would go ahead and shoot for the grant. And if you get it, great. If you don't, then you just look at it like, okay, that's the door that's not supposed to open for me right now. But in the meantime, that when you're busy, you're happy. And right now, you're not that busy. And that's the thing. I mean, I'm not saying go get a job at Starbucks, but I'm telling you to find something to do. Keep yourself busy while you're waiting for whatever grant decision comes in.
I keep wondering, though, is it in photography? Like, you know, something with film or photography?
Well, and see, here's the thing, is what I'm getting is that if you were to look at people that do that in your area now and get a job with them now, learning what you don't know while you're also applying for the grant, that's better than if you just wait for the UPS guy to deliver the letter about the grant. That's my thought.
Well, because
right,
I'm a teacher, though. Okay,
I understand.
Thanks so much.
What I'm trying to tell you is that if that's the direction you want to go into, then that's the direction you need to be in. So if you're a teacher now, but you're not teaching film and photography, then you're not where you need to be. You see?
Okay.
But I'm seeing that there's going to be something that you are invited to do, and it is through you being incredibly aware that blessings are falling on you, and a door flies wide open, and that's the door you need to step through. And lucid
right
dreaming.
On.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Mona.
All right, see ya. Bye. All right, I've got somebody. I got somebody here from the 210 area code. Hello, 210. Who's this?
This is Pearl. How are you, Mona?
Oh, hi, Pearl. What's your question?
My question is, I have been a volunteer for an organization, an event for like the last 3 years, and it actually takes me about 3 months of work, and there's very little volunteer help. I'm thinking of not doing it this year, and I just kind of wondered what you saw around that.
I got to ask you a question.
Sure.
Do you love doing it?
Parts of it.
Okay. So I'm gonna back up and give you a different story. Right. So there's a charity that I have been volunteering for ever since I've been Mystic Mona in Las Vegas, and I volunteer with them all the time. And then there was an event that came up, and it's an event that I thought of doing, and they were totally on board with me doing it. But when I volunteered to do this, I realized if I was going to do it, 90% of the work was going to be my responsibility, right? Well, it ended up being an incredible event, and it was for, 2 hours for a cocktail thing, raised $1,500, which might not sound like much, but for a bunch of ladies to get together and have a great time and raise $1,500 for a charity for basically a cocktail event, that's actually pretty good, considering that I was able to arrange to have everything donated. So there was the only thing that the charitable organization had to do was send a couple volunteers over, right? Well, here's what I'm trying to tell you, is if you love this event and it's connected with you because you do a great job at it, then keep doing the event. If you've gotten to the point of resenting it because maybe other people are taking credit for your hard work and you no longer feel appreciated, then step back from it.
That's where I'm at.
So if you feel like other people are taking credit for all your hard work, then you might want to say, I'm really sorry, but I've got some things personally and I can't do this event this year. Just say this year, okay? And then when it all falls, to hell in a handbasket because you're not leading it, and when you decide to do it next year, way more gratitude to you.
Yeah, the chair and the co-chair are new this year, and I don't feel like I would have the same control.
I did last year because they were new, but this is their second year doing it, and they want to do it differently. And I just
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, let them do it. Let them do it. Just say, you know what, this is perfect timing. Because I was going to approach you guys and tell you that I've got some personal things going on and the timing of it's not going to work for me this year. So be happy to be on board next year, but this year I can't do it. And then you watch it fall apart.
And not that I wanted to do that. I do not. It's like I know that you're a good business person and you can see an organization how it's being run from the top down. And I'm not
right.
sensing that. I think this is one of many things. And I kind of don't want to be attached to that also.
Well,
so,
yeah, I'm just here's what I'm getting, is that if you love it, that's great. But if it's gotten to the point where you feel like they're sort of squeezing the best out of you with no accolades or acknowledgement or appreciation, then I want you to step back this year. So you
okay.
say to them, on Monday, you say, I'm terribly sorry. I know that we're moving forward. I know y'all are moving forward with the XYZ event, but I can't do it this year for personal reasons or family reasons, whatever it is. Make up a reason. And then when you step back from it, what happens is that when it doesn't go as well as when you're orchestrating it, then if you decide to do it the following year, they're going to appreciate you a little better.
Okay. So
okay.
If, since you're on that, wait, do you have time for a second, part B of that?
Well, I really can't do the part B. We can wait till next week for the part
okay.
B because I still got lots of calls here. But
sure.
I'm just telling you, if you feel loved and appreciated doing it, then do it. If you feel like they're taking advantage of you, don't do it this year and see what happens.
Okay.
All right,
y'all,
pal.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. All right,
thank you.
See ya. Bye-bye. Bye. You're welcome. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the, hold on, let me get them on the air here, 863 area code. Hello, 863. Who's this?
Hello, Mona. This is Julia. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, hi, Julia. What's your question?
Hello. I'm looking to move house. I'd like to relocate, hopefully before the end of the year.
Okay. Have you already decided where you want to go?
I've got it narrowed down to two different cities, either Pensacola or Palm Harbor.
I'm leaning toward Pensacola myself.
Okay.
And I got to tell you something that's not coming up in your cards, or that's not coming up.
Oh.
You didn't ask me this question, but it's coming up in your cards. There is a very high maintenance man around you that has emotional issues. Who is that?
It could be my ex, because he's the
okay.
only man that's...
Okay, your ex still feels connected to you, even though you're not in an active relationship, your ex
mm-hmm.
still feels connected to you. Does he live in either one of those cities?
No, he lives in a totally different state.
Perfect. Okay, I'm telling you that this is coming up because I'm supposed to tell you about it. So I get Pensacola as the place that would be awesome for you, so I would check that out. I would also, if I were you, learn how to play bridge. Do you play bridge now?
No, I've never learned how to play bridge.
Okay.
I've heard about
the
it.
Reason,
that's kind of like the old
the
ladies'
reason,
game, right?
It's not an old ladies game anymore.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Not anymore. I mean, it's like, okay, you know, back when we were in our teens, anyone over 40 was considered old. All right.
Yeah.
So, but here's the thing is that the reason I want you to learn to play bridge is that when you move to the new city, first, I want you to learn before you get there and join a bridge group, learn how to play, do whatever you need to do to learn before you get there and play before you move there. Because when you join the bridge club in Pensacola, what happens is that you now have a circle of people that have the opportunity to be your friend. Okay?
Okay.
And you're also meeting a higher quality person, because people that play bridge usually have a great sense of humor. They're smart because they learned how to play bridge. I'm serious. If you do this, then you have immediate circle of new friends that you can, or new acquaintances that you can develop into friendships, all right? Because one of the things that I don't like is it seems like you spend a lot of time by yourself. So having said that, it might be that you're just not bothered with people and you don't like small talk and, you know, all that's true. But I also think that if you're going to do a specific activity and these peripheral people can now turn into friendships with you, then Pensacola is going to be even more satisfying. And then over the next year and a half, I see a reconnection with your ex in some weird way. And it might be that you get the long overdue apology from him that he owes you.
Okay. Wow.
I'm just saying. Now, it doesn't mean that you, you know, play footsies with him again, but it means that there's that you get some sort of closure, because I really feel that there was a huge loose end when you guys separated.
Yeah.
There
you
go.
Okay.
All right, Julia.
Well,
awesome
great.
For you
well,
to
thank
call.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks
see you
so
later.
Much.
Okay,
you
bye.
Too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 404 area code. Hello, 404. Who's this?
Hey, Mo. It's Lolita. How are you?
Oh, hey, Lolita. What's your question
hey.
For me?
Well, I talked to you at the end of June in regards to a gentleman, and his name was Pavan, and you said it wasn't going to work. Well, apparently I went to D.C. first week in July, you did it, so wanted to give you that validation on that. For everybody else,
okay,
that
you
were
you.
Right. Two, I was just wondering, do you see somebody new or somebody old coming back?
First of all, I don't see anyone in the next 3 months
okay.
at all.
No
so,
problem.
So here's the thing. I'm going to suggest that instead of you concentrating on finding romance right now, I want you to find some activity that you do in your spare time that's fun that happens to involve men.
Okay.
So I don't care if it's bowling or indoor rock climbing or hiking or some sort of volunteer project that you do, whatever it is, as long as it – and it's fine if it puts you mostly in the path of women too. Toastmasters even, great organization for you to develop your speaking skills, but also to put yourself in the path of professional people, both men and women. But what I'm getting here is that it's absolutely crucial – that you, this is what's coming up in your card. So it's not romance. It's talking about the next 3 months is about you doing or learning something that improves your mind, body, spirit in the next 3 months that also puts you in the path of men.
What I don't really focus on men, but I just thought I'd ask you, but I definitely was actually thinking about taking my golfing lessons, finally putting my golf lessons to the test here because I've been with my
be
business.
Great.
Yeah, I'm in my shop 63 hours a week, so I'm going to try to go early in the morning. And I told myself the other day, actually, that it's time to have a little fun. I know that the shop is important, but I'm going to do something, whether it be roller skating or play golf. So you just validated what I was thinking of.
All right, gal pal. Lolita,
thanks,
sending you a big hug. Have a great week.
Sending you back. Bye-bye. You too.
Bye. Thanks.
Bye.
All right. All right, you guys. I'll be back live next week. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com. Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona records this broadcast live each Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The call-in number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Follow Psychic View or the Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mystic Mona on Facebook for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona's website is mona.vegas, or you can contact her by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.